Desperate times for Jayaratna and hundreds of thousands of Sri Lankans. With prices of feed and fuel increasing and severe shortages, the dairy farmer is wondering how to continue.
I don't think it's possible to go on, because when you look at the cost of animal feed and the price of a bottle of milk, it's not doable. Ultimately, the person who makes the profit is the butcher, because the animals end up there.
The government says Sri Lanka is bankrupt. This means there's no money for food, medicine, fuel and cooking gas. This food delivery rider has told us he spends more time in queues than he does working.
Yesterday I was waiting in the queue for 14 hours to get 3 litres petrol. So for 3 litres petrol, I can work for just 6 or 8 hours only, which means it is very difficult to survive.
And Al Jazeera's team in Colombo waited 4 days to get enough fuel to shoot this story.
Now the fuel has arrived, but it will take another hour or two to get it because there's a power cut and the shed has stopped pumping. There are restrictions on how much we get.
People are angry and frustrated, and confrontations often turn violent. Police and military have been deployed to keep the peace, but there are accusations of brutality. This footage of an officer assaulting a motorist has gone viral. On Tuesday, Prime Minister Ranil Wickremesinghe announced his roadmap to recovery.
We're taking part in discussions as a bankrupt country, so it's more difficult and complicated than before. Because of this, we have to give the IMF a plan on how we intend to restructure our debt. We can only reach a staff-level agreement if the IMF is satisfied with the plan.
The plan will be handed to the IMF in August. But patience may run out long before then.
Everybody after work in a queue till about 12, 1 o'clock in the night. And next day back to work again. So it's very hard.
The government says the next petrol shipment is due to arrive on the 22nd of July. But given its inability to secure supplies in recent weeks, plus dues of more than $735 million and no foreign reserves, people around here are skeptical. Minel Fernandez, Al Jazeera, Colombo.